From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
Some days, while sorting your recycling into 7 different bins, plastic bottles, white paper, colored paper, glossy paper, and newspaper, well, you might think recycling has already gotten out of hand. But on the International Space Station, it's gone farther. Take a deep breath. Is that urine? Yes, indeed. On the station, urine will soon be recycled into breathable air. The secret lies in urine's high water content. Water is made up of 2 parts hydrogen and 1 part, yes, oxygen. Zap it with electricity, and you separate hydrogen and oxygen. Hydrogen gets dumped overboard. Oxygen is sent back into the air system. And you thought aluminum cans were valuable. Since its beginning, the space station has relied on old, persnickety Russian devices to make the split. But during its recent mission, the Space Shuttle Discovery delivered a brand new recycler, the Oxygen Generation System, or OGS. It breaks apart regular water to make enough air to support 6 crew members instead of the current 3. Next year, a newfangled water recovery system will be shipped to the station, and wastewater recycling begins. Someday, the technology may allow space travelers to breathe all the way to Mars and beyond. If you like breathing your own urine, which for astronauts has a certain tang, so to speak.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.org.